Loyohanna Continuing Care Campus, new senior suites and personal care, no move-in fee. Tour today. Features include a pub, outside patio, game room, library, salon, creative arts room, movie theater, fitness center, physician's office, and restaurant-style dining. Located at 535 McFarland Road in Latrobe. Call 724-537-5500 or email admissions@loyohannacc.com. Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint. Real fresh, real fast. 1686 Route 228, Suite 150 in Cranberry Township. Let us cater your next event. Call 724-779-2100 or online at UncleMatteo's.com. Open high school football Friday nights until 11:30 p.m. Wear your school's apparel and get a 9-inch three-topping pizza for only $5.99. Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint. Real fresh, real fast. The Four Horsemen of Trib Live Radio.
Anytime you see the Four Horsemen together, it's something special.
Ken Laird, Guy Junker, Tim Benz, Josh Taylor.
Jump on the Horsemen one time, baby. It's an all-night ride.
The apocalypse for Sports Talk Radio is here.
Been a tough couple of weeks in Pittsburgh sports. No way around it. Penguins blanked in their season opener last night. Pirates blanked in their season finale two nights ago. And a lot of blame to go around. We just need to go on the weekend on a high note, right? Just clear all the air. Just have a good vibe. Giovanni's Pizza lunch and head in and just wash it all. Flush it all, as Clint Hurdle used to say, right? Forget it. Better times on the horizon.
Before we do pick and pork, can I give you a breaking news story here?
Oh, sure.
Lloyd McClendon out with the Seattle Mariners.
Ooh.
He's taking first base with him.
That's not a surprise, though, is it?
No, it's not. I can't believe he made it through that week.
That's less of a surprise than when he got hired to begin with.
After he gave up after his team gave up the 37 runs in one weekend in Boston, I can't believe he was still managing on Monday.
Unfortunately for Lloyd, that may be his last managerial gig in the bigs.
Yeah, I would think so.
Given his history.
What if the Texas Rangers win the World Series? Will there be discussions?
That's who I'm rooting for.
About whether or not the Pirates have the right guy?
Yeah.
If they kept the right guy?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm not saying those discussions are valid. I'm just wondering if the topic is going to come up.
Why you let Jeff Banister go? He goes and wins
right,
the World Series.
Exactly.
Fire Hurdle.
The Blue Jays may be in some trouble. Depending, they lost. Three guys got hurt in that game yesterday.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, Donaldson, Batista, and who's
Beltre.
I don't know how badly any of them are injured. But
Beltre looked bad.
Yeah, it was his back, right?
Took a swing and then he could barely walk down the line, kind of shuffled his way down the line and was in tears as he was trying to come, as he was being helped off the field.
No, nobody could actually be bitching that they didn't keep Jeff Banister, though, right? I mean, he was barely known
Can
as a bench coach.
Can people bitch about everything, especially in hindsight?
Never underestimate.
Fired Hurdle
come
last year?
On.
Never underestimate the power of a good Pittsburgh sports talk show topic.
I'm telling you, never underestimate this fan base's ability to bitch about something.
Now, look, I don't think Hurdle's perfect, but that's ridiculous. If people are saying they should have fired Hurdle last year and kept Banister around, maybe they could have given him a boatload of money or something to stay as the bench coach.
You just wait until the Cardinals beat the Steelers 31-20 with Arians. Just wait to see what the conversation's like that Monday.
It's going to happen. You know it's going to happen.
Four games today, by the way. Once that second game of that series starts at 12:30.
I wish I was off. I would go home and sit in that chair. And some people don't like baseball enough. I could watch it all day.
I do like this day for baseball. This first day of the wild card, post wild card round.
Where all
the
four
LDS,
games
yes.
are played. Yeah,
October baseball is the best to watch. The best.
Well, by the way, Josh Taylor did some dutiful research on Andrew McCutchen's runners and scoring position numbers in the postseason. So, Josh, I want to give you
what do you got?
The floor here.
He gave them to me. Josh, this is Josh's numbers. 0 for 3 with runners in scoring position with two walks, though, one of them intentional. He's not getting a lot of the hit there. Two groundouts and a flyout, didn't strike out. 26 plate appearances with the bases empty. So that is such a – you're going to bitch he doesn't have any RBIs? He's had three chances.
Yeah.
That's 0 for 3. That's not. That's not even a trend. Don't anybody bring it up again.
Well, Starkey did in his column today. That's why we started talking about it.
Yeah, well, people are saying that his mother has as many RBIs as he has in the postseason, too. Come on.
So does Neil Walker.
How about that anthem, huh? Petrina. That was.
Is it over? Is it over yet?
She went deep on that one. Wow.
It took her longer to sing than it took Francis Scott Key to write. How are they doing with her singing the anthem, for the record?
I don't think it can't be good.
I don't think good, because she only comes to the big games and they don't win the big games.
Did she sing at the first one? I can't remember.
I think she did.
I want to say she's done all three. So she's won.
I think it's Bob Walk's fault.
She ain't Aretha, too, just for the record. A little shrill. A little sharp on a few notes.
The Cubs and the Cardinals get underway today at Busch Stadium. That's a 6:30 start, by the way. Lester and Lackey on the mound. And then tomorrow the Cubs have to go with Hendricks in Game 2. Mm. So I don't know if that's going to go well against Jaime Garcia.
Why do they have to go with Hendricks?
I don't know. I guess they chose him over Hamill. And
wow. Wow. I figured they'd go Hamill.
And then I guess,
or at least Heron. I'd go Hamill or Heron before Hendricks. Wow.
Yeah, Arrieta's going to go Monday. And that'll be Game 3 in Chicago against Michael Wacha. So that'll be a hell of a game.
They should just pitch Arrieta every game, I think. Pitch him to the wheels come off.
Yeah, what, infinite pitch count, right?
Yep.
He works out twice a day. Apparently he's strong enough. Let him do it.
Cubs fans should turn into Pirate fans at Wakefield in 92. Just say go out there and pitch him every day.
All right, I want to give Josh Taylor his props here on Pick and Pork, too. He is in second place and hot on your heels, guy. One in the win column or the loss column behind you. 16-7, right, JT?
16-7, that is correct.
Against the spread, we don't pick these games.
He made me talk me out of taking Oklahoma last week.
I had to stay within the game, didn't I?
Yeah.
Well, don't listen to his ass.
Actually,
I won't again.
I can't take credit for that. That was pure luck.
Four games to pick today, and for the first time, it won't be the last. I've dropped the ball, and I did not get a listener picker this week.
What?
Our listeners have actually been good. Wait, it was a busy week.
You golfed on Monday and took the day off.
Yes, I did. Listeners have been 15-8 against the spread. They were 2-2 last week.
Can't you recruit one at the last minute?
I'm sure Anthony McKees Rocks is interested. He won that one week and stayed for a second one.
I say give out the four games in the five games in the spreads right now, and then we'll take an email in the next 15 minutes before we get off.
Yeah. Email back Killer Chihuahua. Fair. Just email the Chihuahua and say, congratulations, you win. Your poem today sucked, but you know what? The other ones have been good. So as a thank you, you get to be the Pick and Pork participant this week.
All right. They won't have time to add their snappy repartee.
They don't need it. Just make picks.
Oh, Chihuahua will come up with a poem for each one.
There you go. That's an even better idea. So now here's what we'll do. What we'll do is the four of us will pick right now. You email Chihuahua. He gets his picks in, and then you can read the poems afterwards. They'll be even funnier when they're wrong.
All right.
Love this idea.
We'll see if Chihuahua's in. Or how about you just send us an email now, sportstalk@tribweb.com. First one in gets to make the picks.
Okay. I didn't have much time to do the math. I lost all my games because of Barker's stupid one half.
You're bitching. You're in the lead at 17-6.
Oh, that's classic.
Quit that biting good. The hand that's feeding you this year.
That's fantastic.
Let's play the Open, JT.
Get Lloyd McClendon to do it. He's not doing anything else. Email Lloyd.
We did do celebrity picks one year.
Talk about it. Government can't tax it. But sports betting is a $200 billion a year business.
Sports Talk on Trib Live Radio.
Pick and Pork. Whee!
Trib Total Media. See what's next.
Yeah, celebrity guests for Pick and Pork was a disaster, if you remember, because Eddie couldn't find enough celebrities. Then once he brought on the singer from one of the local bands, and he thought it was the singer from another local band, and it was very awkward.
Yeah.
He thought he had
the
guy from...
When did that happen?
Bill DC or...
No, it was... Bill DC was the guest, but he thought it was the lead singer to... who did the Penny on the Floor song? What was their...
The Clarks.
He thought it was the Clarks lead singer, but he booked the wrong guy.
Oh. How the hell did he mess that up?
That was typical Eddie. You know, that was just right in his wheelhouse.
What did he do, get the guy from Train instead or something?
Well, no, he got Bill DC. But anyway,
that's marvelous.
It was great.
Oh, yeah. Man.
How about the Blush Girls? Why don't we just get an honorary Blush
well,
Girl
hey,
every
Josh,
week?
Yeah. Josh wants to get their picks every week.
There's a couple that probably would have done it, too. There's a couple that are huge football fans that have come in.
Who do we have?
But there's no feature this week.
Big people.
No, it doesn't have to be a feature. Just get the stage dancers.
I'll talk to Albert, see what he says.
Did we have Bino do it once? I think Bino picked once.
Sally Wiggin did once. I think Merle Hodge did once. I mean, we had some. Yeah, it was fun.
Was every pick Michigan for Sally?
Yes.
Michigan
followed
or
by a story.
Michigan or Alabama.
Ow.
the defensive coordinator there, I met him one time on a safari to Africa.
No. You know what line I remember? I remember the day Sally did him. We were in Baltimore, and just as only ESPN could make us do, we're in Baltimore on a Friday to preview the Steelers at Ravens game, did our show from the ESPN zone in Baltimore, but had to come back to do the show from whatever restaurant in Pittsburgh we were doing it from that year on Sunday.
Oh.
So we came back in a limo, which was nice, to the flood. Remember that Friday flood where you couldn't get across the rivers? And
oh, the Milwaukee. Oh, yeah.
That was that night.
The Nebraska Pitt game.
Yes. And oh. Sally, that's funny. I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning. Sally, I forget what she made, some bold prediction. She says, and if that doesn't happen, I'll eat crow. And then she laughed and said, and I don't mean you, Eddie. I remember it. That's what she said.
Last week, Jerry DePaula and Chris Peak were 4-0, so they're gaining on the top of our leaderboard. Watch out.
I mean, Sally and Eddie, everybody knows about the thing they had. I mean,
And Eddie.
I got to sleep tonight, man.
Sally and Eddie, we're still going steady.
Oh. I'd rather go with the
panties from Sears.
I'd rather go with the Sally on meth deal. At least that was more enjoyable to imagine.
Why do you think she was making out with Eddie? What do you think drove her there?
Ugh.
Noon kickoff at Beaver Stadium tomorrow, guys. If you can't make it, Beth Mowins will be on the call. So tune in.
Oh, my God, with her over-exaggerated announcer. Christian Hackenberg.
Please. She's getting an award from Syracuse this week. Let's
respect. Is she a Syracuse
girl?
Yeah, she's an orange.
Wow.
Okay. Sorry, Tim.
I wish she would just talk in her normal voice.
That might be the first time I've ever heard Tim defend a female announcer.
Defended Sam Ryan all over the place. Where were you?
Oh, she doesn't count. She doesn't count. That was a different
only
reason.
When it's misogynistically done.
Exactly. Different reason.
Spread is a big one in this game.
Huh? What?
Sorry, Tim. 7.5 Penn State favorite at home against Indiana.
I might withhold this pick till 11:55 tomorrow, and here's why. You don't know if Indiana's starting. I want to take Indiana in this game all the way, but their starting quarterback is day-to-day. Their starting running back is day-to-day. And Saquon Barkley is day-to-day for Penn State. If Barkley plays and their starting quarterback doesn't, I want to take Penn State.
Right.
If their starting quarterback plays and Barkley doesn't, I want to take Indiana.
Now, Indiana had their backup last year and almost beat them, right?
They sure did.
Brandon Bell is out. Again, Akeel Lynch is out again.
Ohio State, right?
Yeah, they are up 10-0 on Ohio State last week.
Their running back's a UAB transfer, the kid you're talking about, who took over for Tevin Coleman, who's now in the pros with Atlanta and had a great season last year. He's pretty good.
He's a transfer from Alabama, Birmingham.
Yeah, that's
Jordan Howard, yeah, but he's day-to-day. He might not play.
This is a bad line for a quarterback question game.
Yep,
this is a huge line. Either way, are you willing to get seven and a half for Penn State?
I'm taking Indiana.
Me too.
But I'm going to reserve the right to change that until I see who's starting tomorrow, and I'll text Mike before noon if I change my mind.
Yes, I will do the same thing.
Gutless,
but I will not remember.
Indiana's defense.
I'll forget to do it too.
Indiana's defensive line is good. I think this guy, Nick Mangieri, can eat Penn State's offensive line alive. He's got 5 sacks already, 24 tackles. Indiana's offensive line is very good, too, which regardless of which quarterback plays, they protect them well. I'm more impressed with their loss to Ohio State last week by a touchdown than any of their wins. I mean, I don't know much. They beat Florida International. They beat Southern Illinois by a point. They beat Western Kentucky by a field goal. I guess their win at Wake Forest is, you know, every one of their games has been close. That's why I want to take the points. They won by 1. They won by 3. They won by 7. And they lost by 7.
What'd you think of Penn State Army? Did you watch any of that game?
I was at the game.
Oh, that's right. You were there.
Well, as I keep telling everybody who thinks because Penn State got all their scholarships back, which won't matter for 2 more years at least yet, they are thin across the board and they're all beat up. They have no backups. They lost Anthony, or I keep calling him Anthony, Angelo Mangiero, their center early in that game.
Right.
They had their backup defensive line in both of Army's touchdown drives. Their best linebacker is out. Their starting safety is out. Their starting two running backs are out. What the hell do people expect them to do? Look, I know there's a lot of frustration of Penn State fans with Franklin. That offense looks terrible. They don't think they're passing enough, and I happen to agree with that. But he has a group of receivers that aren't getting any separation. He's at least not getting sacked as much, but he's still not getting time. So, I mean, they're a mess. They stink. They're a mess. They are.
How could you give seven and a half to anybody?
They're thin.
This is a no-brainer.
Well, you just talked me into Indiana. Thank you.
I mean, I was probably going to go Hoosiers before that rant, but now I'm willing to take a Vela plus 7.5 with the girl playing.
That said, if Akeel Lynch is playing, I think I'm switching back to Penn State.
Bust out your red and white striped pants. Game time, baby.
This girl who's on TV right now, the Viagra girl in the Detroit Lions shirt.
Yeah, she's solid.
Yeah, I know. She really is. But it was revealed to me. That's a Gary Danielson jersey.
What?
I would think if anything that would make you go limp is the thought of Gary Danielson playing quarterback for your football team.
Why?
I thought it was a Charlie Batch jersey for the longest time. Then I remember that Charlie was number 10.
He was 10 in Detroit.
10 in Detroit, not 16.
I wonder if they got Gary's permission to use 16 there.
He led Detroit to the playoffs as a rookie. He should be in the Hall of Fame alone for
that. Gary Danielson's in bed with his wife. See, she's got my jersey on. The Viagra girl.
Penn State, until further notice, stinks to steal Stag's line. So we're all going Indiana here?
Going Hoosiers.
Okay. 12:30 at Heinz Field with Fritos and Pepsi to follow. Well, everybody who stays in their seats.
I don't care what the line is. I don't care what the line is because of Fritos and Pepsi and picking Pitt.
You're picking Pitt because of that?
Because of Fritos. Inspiration, yes. The crowd atmosphere.
8.5 is the line here.
They'll be all hopped up on Pepsi. Oh, Virginia's awful. Guys, yeah. Virginia bad.
That's why I'm going with Pitt.
They almost beat Notre Dame.
Yeah, but they're allowing 450 yards per game against Power 5 teams, and they've lost all three of those games.
That looks like loss that ruined the team, because who was it that just kicked the crap out of them? Boise State.
Boise stomped them.
Yeah, it was a bad game for Virginia.
And the way Pitt's run defense is playing right now, Virginia's not going to move the ball, running the ball. They're going to have to try to throw it, and they're going to make mistakes. I'm going with Pitt on this
They've won one game against William & Mary by 6.
Yeah.
Their field goal kicker has missed half of his field goals. Their defense has allowed 450 yards a game, which is 108th in Division I, and they have run for 100. Their running game is 122nd out of 127 teams. Take Pitt and laugh all the way to the Pepsi line.
Man,
don't choke on the Fritos.
You see what Ken's going to do? I already
They're off a bye week.
I can tell what Ken's going to do here.
This is a typical Pitt game.
This is a typical Ken pick is what this is.
It's 8.5.
The
spread is 8.5.
No, you're going to pick Virginia so you can say when I make fun of you on Monday for them not being able to get to 9, you're going to say, well, I picked Virginia. This is you couching yourself.
Yes.
You do this better than anybody I know. You're setting yourself up.
There's a difference between wins and losses and spreads, okay? Notre Dame was done. They would have lost to them if not for a 40-yard pass with 12 seconds left. They rallied to beat Virginia.
But Notre Dame beat them with their backup quarterback.
What Ken is trying to do is rob me from the ability.
Because Virginia's terrible.
I don't like this.
No way.
So you're going to be the only one taking the Cavs then, Ken?
I'm taking the points. I think Pitt will win in a close game. Hmm. 8.5 is a lot.
And he'll inch his way closer to nine.
I mean, Ken, they did play a close game with Notre Dame at home, and they played a good game at UCLA. They ended up losing at 34-16, but UCLA only has one loss. They're pretty good. So, I mean, that was but
good.
Still.
That's a tough schedule they had.
But it's
that's
the rest
when UCLA
of it.
Still had Miles Jack, too, and he's out for the season.
They're giving up tons of yardage and tons of it on the ground, and that's right up Pitt's alley.
And they can't move it on the ground either, which is also right up Pitt's alley. Yeah.
I think what should happen
I don't know. I think they're better off running. Their pass protection has been pretty good, actually.
The kids who get the free Fritos should hold on to those Fritos, kind of like the fans at Three Rivers with those flags that one night coming back from the lockout.
They better be big bags, too, not these economy size Halloween.
Oh, no, they're the bags you get in the little value packs at Costco.
I'm asking for two, then.
Like your kids, when they go to school, you put them in their lunch so they get a little snack there. That's exactly what they're getting, the snack pack variety. Yeah.
It's all air. You open it up, and like three Fritos come out with crumbs at the bottom.
If they lose to Virginia, there should be a riot at Heinz Field. They should just throw Fritos onto the field. Let the birds come and pick them up.
Even Jim Rutherford's giving out more warm cookies after games than those Fritos.
All right, so I'm on my lone wolf island here, 12:30. Taking UVA.
Did you take Penn State? No, you took Indiana.
Yeah, we're all taking Indiana. Let's go to Mountaineer Field, West Virginia, giving 6.5 at home against undefeated Oklahoma State. We previewed this game with Keenan Cummings from WVSports.com in the 11 o'clock hour. And
he tucked me to Oklahoma State.
Yeah, he did. Oh, me too.
100%.
Keenan Sharp, he knows his stuff.
He fears West Virginia taking sacks. He fears big plays by Oklahoma State in the passing game with Mason Rudolph. Is that his name?
Mason Rudolph.
Well, hold on. For his pick, though, I mean, technically he picked West Virginia because the line is 6.5.
Yeah.
And he picked them by a touchdown. So,
it's true.
So even though he talked me into going Oklahoma State, he still went with West Virginia.
I mean, I don't like that line without Carl Joseph. That's the thing kicker for me. Carl Joseph, yeah, their best defensive back, is out for the season, and he led the nation in interceptions before he got hurt. Defense might not be the same without him.
The big thing is that, yeah, they lead the nation in sacks. They've had 13 the last 2 weeks. But they beat Central Michigan, Central Arkansas, Texas San Antonio. They won at Texas, but Texas stinks.
They're terrible.
And they beat Kansas State mostly because of an officiating mistake. So, I'm going to take them, but West Virginia can't beat top 25 teams. They're 2-10 the last 12 times they've played top 25 teams. That's the main reason.
And they probably should have won at least 6 or 7 of those games, and they coached themselves out of them. I still contend they should have beaten TCU last year. They blew that game. They blew that game. They blew Kansas State, too.
It's funny. We were all very big on West Virginia last week heading to Oklahoma.
Not me. I wanted to take Oklahoma. Josh talked me out of it. I'd have had another perfect week.
I don't know. You were praising them, too. We were all. They deserved their praise.
You had your numbers on West Virginia's defense just like I did.
Yeah. I mean, the numbers. And heck, you were going back and praising your boy from last year, Penn State defensive coordinator. What's his name?
He texted me yesterday.
Bradley.
Yeah. Bradley, yeah. Bradley turned them around last year. Blah, blah, blah. Now Josh talked you into it.
That's right. He did turn around last year. Now he's gone, and now their defense thinks again.
Okay. That fits your narrative.
All right, we got to get to this next game because we're running out of time here for Andrew.
All right, last one. And by the way, Trevor is in. He's going to pick against this week, and he says, I'll pick against your sorry asses, which is pretty accurate. So
he's just picking against everything we pick.
Well, yeah.
Take him literally.
Trevor, you're a bright man. Well, not against me this year.
Okay, last pick is the lone NFL game we'll pick today. Bengals,
Pitt, by the way,
the
is 3-1 against the spread this year.
Yes, they are.
Good for them.
There's something Fritos. I taught Josh how to look up the team's record against the spread.
Pre-Fritos. Seattle at Cincinnati, 2-2 Seahawks, coming off the controversial win on Monday night. And the Bengals 4-0 here, guys. This is at Paul Brown Stadium, 1 o'clock on Fox. How much do we believe in Cincy here against the defending runner-up?
It's not about whether or not I believe in Cincy. It's about whether or not I believe in Seattle on the road, and I don't. This team's terrible on the road. They barely beat Green Bay at home. Their offense is not functional. Russell Wilson probably looks the worst that he's looked in his career. They don't know what to do with Jimmy Graham. They're misusing him. They don't put him more in the pass game. Seattle's offense is limping right now. Cincinnati's actually good on the road. They're deeper. Their offense might actually give them problems, and it's only 1.5. I'll take Cincy at home against Seattle with 1.5. That's easy for me.
Since the opening game, the Bengals have allowed 403 average yards per game, fifth worst in the league. Their third down conversion rate against is 42%, third worst in the league. This is all since the opener. So they haven't been 5-0 in 27 years, and I think it's going to stay that way. I'm taking Seattle.
Yeah, I think since he's just due for a bad game, I'll go Seattle.
The NFL, it's hard to keep those kind of streaks going, and I think – Dalton's only been sacked twice. I mean, I think the Bengals are a good team.
It's a good line.
I just think Seattle's better than they've played, and they're going to put it together. I agree with Josh. Their offense has struggled. They haven't been able to run.
They can't run.
I don't know
if Lynch is even playing in this game.
He may not. But this is a gut pick. Everything points to taking Cincinnati, who, by the way, is 4-0 against the spread.
They are indeed.
And Seattle's 1-3. This is total gut pick, and I'll probably regret it come Monday, but that's where I'm going.
I'm going to go to the Seahawks as well.
This one tortures me because I had that feeling last week, like with Kansas City, that this was going to be a game that the Bengals stumbled, and I was wrong.
He's going to do it again. He's going to rob me of my ability.
No, I'm taking Cincy.
You're taking Cincy? Okay,
I'm taking Cincy this week because I think their Seahawks line's a mess.
There you go.
All right.
Geno's going to tear them up.
Seattle's got issues, man. They got serious issues.
And it's not that big of a spread. 1.5 here we're getting.
That's what I'm saying. 1.5, that's an easy. Now, if it was 3.5, I'd take Seattle. 1.5, that's almost too easy.
All right. So I'm Lone Wolf, Virginia. We're all Indiana. We're all Oklahoma State. And we're split on Seattle and Cincy. Guy and Tim taking the Hawks on the road for the upset, or at least the cover by 1.5. And picking against our sorry asses will be Trevor. We'll get him those picks out here momentarily. Guy, parting shot. We'll speak to you on the phone via San Diego.
Yeah,
or
we'll
Tijuana.
Be back in town till Thursday, so we'll talk to you on the phone next week every day. And I got the red eye back, so I'll get off the plane and come in here next Thursday morning.
And you'll have the red ass when you go 0-4 in pick and pork.
Yeah, I'm due for one of those. Believe me.
And you can't blame me this time either.
No, I stuck to my guns this time. Like I said, I'm really looking forward to the baseball today. I wish I could watch more of it. I'm headed out to Franklin Regional in Hampton for our game of the week tonight, Channel 4 with the Operation Football, the award-winning Operation Football.
Hey, Bobby,
we cover the games. We don't fly in a helicopter and have people go, oh, look, a helicopter.
Say hi to Bob Watt for me.
There we go. Bob Watt was in the video of Bo Berman's live shot the other night. Bob, Bob is the longtime director, the guy I told you all the story about who wrote the Three Stooges to Channel 4 back in the day.
And drank the scotch.
Who just retired. If he knew the scotch was in that drawer, he would have drank
it. His stories, my God.
Well, anyways, he got some Pirate season tickets this year as a retired guy. And here's the director who worked at Channel 4 for all these years and probably swore at people jumping and photo. What do you call it if you jump in a live shot? Is that video bombing?
Video bombing.
That's not,
yeah.
Okay. Well, here he is. We're watching Bo do his live shot outside the wild card game. And here's Bob in the background, all 65 years old of him, jumping up and down like
he's like,
idiot.
This is the first time I've ever been able to do this, so I'm taking it. That sounds like Bob Watt. Love that man.
I think this is a big weekend for these college teams, all three of them, though. Is Pitt
all
for real?
Them.
This is. Yeah. They got one loss, and it's to an undefeated team. Is Penn State hanging on by the skin of their teeth? Can they make a run when they get healthy later in the year? Maybe they can. They have one loss to an undefeated team. And West Virginia has got to start playing better when they play these top teams. They're going to play them this whole month. Are you going to lose all four games this month every time you – so I think it's a very – of course, we don't have to worry about the Steelers till Monday, but I'm really interested in what the three local big college football teams do tomorrow.
Good weekend, you Jagoff. Talk to you Monday.
You too, man.